generation gap radio with our hosts McFly and O'Mare. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Race for impact, bitches.
Welcome to Generation Gap Radio. My name is McFly.
And my name is Omer. Tell me about your week.
My week was just work, pretty much.
That's it.
Nothing special. Only thing I did do is I finally got my iPad 2 after a long...
How has your experience been with your iPad 2?
Fantastic. I love it. But I'm an Apple boy.
So tell me why you love it. Apple boy. I never
Apple
heard that
term.
Apple
fanboy, I was going to say. But I just misspoke.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. I love it. I can do FaceTime.
What did you pay for it?
This one, I got 32 gig Wi-Fi black, paid $5.99, a little bit more, but with tax. But, and I got it in this Radio Shack in BFE, bum fuck Egypt. It paid $5.99. Got it at, like I said, a Radio Shack, where nobody, no one even knows what an iPad is over there. So that's where I got it back home.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And man, Radio Shack, it's changed. Well, it hasn't changed, but these people are pushy, man. You go in there, they want to sell you accessories. They're gonna want to sell you all kind of their own plan. I hate to see someone leave with a $600 iPad, not have any protection, and it's God, man, these people
trying to sell you condoms with your iPad.
I said I'm just getting an iPad by itself. I don't give a shit. I get everything separate, you know.
Yeah, but you got that cover thing to go with it, right?
I didn't get it with them because they were too pushy. That's how I am. When I go shop somewhere, if you're too pushy, I'm not going to buy it from you.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So ask me.
How was your week?
So I've been kind of depressed. I've been eating a lot of cake and watching a lot of romantic comedies, as well as playing zombie video games.
On your period?
No, I'm not quite on my period yet. I guess. Oh, and I haven't been masturbating so much either.
TMI.
Fuck it. All right. So, but what I did do was I played this great game called Homefront.
Okay.
I'm sure that it's got patchy reviews, on IGN or whatever, the internet, the internet sources. I'm sure it's got different reviews, but I think when it comes down to video games and when it comes down to movies, I want to be the fucking the review.
Hero.
I want to be the judge, the overall judge.
Right,
because,
I understand.
Right?
Yeah, you can't trust all those reviews.
Yeah, because I've seen movies that they've rated really badly, and when I watch it, I think it's great.
Some of the worst movies are some of the best movies, you have to admit.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
So I played this game called Homefront just recently. I just rented it from Blockbuster.
Yeah.
By the way, I recommend everyone going out there and getting that $20 pass,
Blockbuster thing.
Yeah, Blockbuster pass. You can get your Blu-rays, you can get your DVDs, you can get your video games, whatever. And it's not like Gamefly or none of these other things where they mail you the movie. It's you can actually go out there and pick up the video game,
yeah.
Which I like better.
The thing about it I don't like about it. Is that availability is not always good.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
And I also think that they lack an environment where I can see their inventory online. It'd be good if I could see the local Blockbusters and I can see the inventory online and be like, all right, well, I'm going to go to this one because they've got something that I want, And
yeah,
I can maybe reserve
awesome.
It.
Yeah.
I could reserve it if I pay an extra dollar or two for a certain
screw an extra dollar. That should be included.
Included
in
my service,
yeah,
right?
Definitely.
So I can just reserve it online here. So if I'm driving out there, I know that I'm gonna get this video game.
I mean, these places share products across stores, you would imagine. Maybe not.
Blockbusters, no.
Maybe not, yeah.
No, you can't even drop off the, one piece of item.
So if you go to, let's say take a vacation, you bring a DVD with you, you can't return it at a Blockbuster.
Elsewhere.
Really?
No. That's how primitive it is. That's why Netflix
I thought you could do that a long time
ago. No, that's why these other places are just totally smashing Blockbuster because you can't do that. It's,
a Redbox, you can put it anywhere you want.
Yeah, that's Redbox, right? The inventories are different. Anyhow, I played this Homefront game. It's a first-person shooter game, and it did one thing that a lot of video games did not do. Because whenever I start off playing a video game and it's a first-person shooter,
yeah.
It's almost Duke Nukem-ish. It's the same stepchild of that thing. You know? It's I go and I kill my enemy. Why am I killing my enemy? Because they're fucking Nazis. I'm supposed to kill the Nazi, because I got cool new weapons and I got cool new grenades. I like to see this guy's leg blow off. But this game here tied my emotion into it within the first 2 minutes. It was about North Korea, Kim Jong-il dying. Those fuckers from North Korea took over South Korea, and South Korea and North Korea went over and took over Japan because Japan's under all this shit, you know? Yeah. I mean, because think about right now, Japan's fucked. Yeah. They're screwed. You know, they've had like multiple earthquakes after that last earthquake. Anyhow, but you know, if someone wanted to just go all out and make war on them, they could take Japan right now, I think. So, you know, and then they take over Japan, and then eventually they take over the west coast of the United States.
Right, and that's where you're living at.
Basically. Yeah, and that's where the story starts. Gotcha. And, you know, I'm just this one guy in the video game who gets put into a prisoner van.
Yeah.
And they're going to use me as a slave or something. But, you know, as you're going on the side of the street, they show, like, all these people that have just been killed. And there's this one part where there's a little boy, and he's crying. And the voice acting in it is great because this kid is really fucking crying, you know? Mm-hmm. And they've got his mom up against the wall, and they're, like, going to fucking shoot her mom and dad or something like that. And the mom's telling the little boy, just don't look, baby, just don't look. And the kid's standing right there on his shoulders, fucking shoot her right through her head. And the little baby runs over there and he, like, you know, cries by his mom and stuff.
Yeah.
And my character's in a bus. You know, when you can look around when you're in this scenario. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I couldn't get out of that bus sooner to slaughter these motherfuckers.
Right.
I wanted to fucking kill them, you know? Because it was just a video game, you know? Now imagine when we get into the virtual reality of experience of gaming in the next couple of years. Mm-hmm. Imagine how much your emotions are really going to be fucked up, because that was just a 2D experience in front of me and my computer and my PS3 and my controller, you know?
Yeah.
And I imagine if I'm like really into this virtual reality world where I can breathe, I can smell, I can see these 3D images in front of me, and I'm seeing like this vile shit happening, like, you know, if I spend too much time in Grand Theft Auto world or whatever, what would really happen?
Isn't that weird, though? Like, when you play Grand Theft Auto too much and you go drive your car, you just want to start hitting stuff?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? That kind of, like, takes over your life.
It's happened to all of us, right?
Yeah. Basically, it started out when I used to play Tetris, and you like, when you're not playing it for a long time, you still, like, blocks are still falling in your head, and you're still trying to, like, put them in places. It's so weird.
I wonder what that did with your IQ, did it?
I have no idea. But, I mean, you still want to, like, you still see boxes falling and you're still trying to organize them in your head. I don't know why, but maybe that's just me. But then you play Grand Theft Auto, and then you, like, for like maybe like 6 hours straight, and then you go, I gotta go to the store, get something, and you, like, just want to GTA
you're
it
reckless
up. You just want to GTA it up. Yeah, I don't know why, but it's really fun.
Yeah. And so I think to some extent, like, simulation works, because they do that on soldiers and on pilots and stuff, and you simulate enough, you'll go out there and fucking
even
kill,
like,
some
doctors and surgeries. They do, like,
simulation.
Yeah.
So when, you know, whenever that debate comes up, oh, does simulate, like, you know, do video games and this and that actually, like, even music, it makes me fucking more violent sometimes, you know? But I think it happens. It's a debate that's ongoing, but I think I can only speak for myself, and I know that music influences me into feeling happy, sad, murderous, whatever.
Yeah, to me, you're not gonna go out kill somebody. You know, you still have a subconscious that says, you know, you're not gonna kill anyone.
Right.
But if someone does and they blame it on video games, they had that before, then I think. That's enough of a video game talking violence. You know, that could be a long topic. Oh, yeah. By the way, today is 4/15/2011. You know what that means?
What does that mean?
Today is tax day.
No. Oh. So tell me about tax day. What have you researched on it? Other than today is the day that is the deadline. Although the 18th is a deadline, since we have to wait until the next business day, right?
No, today is the business day.
Oh, really?
I think so. I don't know.
Okay. Because I just read on Wikipedia that you have to wait.
Oh, yeah. 18. Whatever. It's still in the calendar. It's still marked as tax day.
So it's income tax.
Whatever.
Whatever.
You have to hand hand your money over, basically. Or get money, maybe.
Yeah. The way I look at it is, it's bullshit. Yeah. We shouldn't be. We're paying taxes where people are abusing our money. There's bankers that are stealing money. There are politicians that are stealing money. Yeah. There are all types of people that are stealing our money. So.
I'm all for flat tax rate.
Are you?
I think so.
What is the other side of the flat tax rate?
Everybody pays 10%.
Also, the rich people don't have to pay so much more.
Well, rich people don't pay shit now anyway. I mean, they get taxed, but it's not, I mean.
But think about it. Once you
fall into a higher bracket, you're paying the same.
If I have $250 million, right, I can put my money in a bank. And I could still be making more money than I was even be taxed for having that money.
I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever. But you see what I'm going with yeah. that? Because you for being rich, you can just be richer.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So I want to talk about mixed martial arts, and only for a second. Because I talk in general terms.
Yeah, I'll just zone out for a little while, okay?
All right, go for it. I'm going to talk in general terms. There's a big company, like the major company that runs MMA in the United States called UFC. They actually bought their biggest competitor, which is Strikeforce.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess so this is a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big fucking deal. Because, you know, you heard of Fedor Emelianenko, the Russian dude that they talk about all the time. Is like bad dude.
Yeah.
Those guys just merged into this company.
Oh, okay. So we're going to see some really interesting
fights. We're going to see some really interesting fights coming up here in 2011, 2012. We're going to see some really, really, really legendary fights that you never thought were going to happen. Now they're going to happen. And,
okay. That sounds cool. And I mean, that's good. I'm happy for you and your sport.
Yeah.
Of choice.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's cool stuff. I'm not lying. That's really neat. I got an interesting story.
All right.
You know the Verizon guy, right?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
He got fucking fired.
He got laid off.
He got fucking laid
off. Marketing changes from time to time and people get laid off. Like, remember the dude, the Dell guy. What was his quote? His saying? Dude, you're getting the Dell. That guy. He was let go.
I don't even know who that is. I don't even see that.
Anyway, it's a guy. He's like, dude, you're getting the Dell. And that was a big, it's weird.
Oh, it was a college type dude or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know his name. I think his name was Steve or something like that. Something stupid.
All right.
But the funny thing about this article is that they mentioned that, where is it at here? Oh, yeah. Paul, his name is Paul anyway. He said he once heard someone say, can you hear me now, at his grandmother's funeral as the body was being lowered into the grave. So somewhat out in the audience, not the audience, but like the procession, said, can you hear me now, while his grandmother was getting...
There is a God.
Isn't that weird? I mean, how sad is that?
Fuck, I don't think that's sad at all. He used it as his tagline, as his... you know, phrase, and he made... Well, how long was he employed? Like 10 years, 9 years? How long was he employed?
I guess a while.
He was a face of Verizon, right?
Yeah.
For how many years? For a decade. He made a fuck tons of money.
Yeah. But I think that's the funniest thing that someone...
But regardless, I'm sure he made a lot of money. He can go out there and open a chain of fucking Pizza Huts and live happily ever after. Game over.
He made tons of money.
Yeah. If at any time someone makes that much money, you can't feel bad for them. I mean, if I had a great run on TV or something, if I did 10 seasons of a show, or if I became the figurehead of the next HP Notepad, and if I did it for 10 years, playing the same shitty gig, if I just came on and just said, can you hear me now, and just walked off the set almost like the Energizer Bunny, and I did it for 10 years and got paid a bunch of money and did all this other random shit.
He said as long as he doesn't MC Hammer his money away, you know?
Yeah, as long as he doesn't have golden toilets.
Yeah, I doubt he will.
MC Hammer, boy, what a class act.
Yeah.
That guy was so awesome. Boy, he really knew how to shit his money away, didn't he?
So what you got?
Oh, another good application for everybody to get, I recommend this like hell. It's called Pulse, all right?
Oh, yeah, I know Pulse.
Pulse. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
It's a great application. Because every time you go to, like, USA Today or any kind of bullshit news app, like CNN or whatever, you don't get to modify it to what you want it to be. Right. You can only put, like, your state in it.
It's like an RSS feed kind of thing.
Yeah. So Pulse, that's exactly what Pulse is. It's like a bunch of RSS feeds, and it's just like the top headlines that are on the website that you want to follow.
Yeah.
Dude, we were just talking about this right before we started the podcast.
Yeah.
10 years ago, we were playing fucking Super Nintendo 32-bit, you know? We take out the cartridge, we blow in that fucker, stick it back in there, and play our shitty Contra game again, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
And here we are with this piece of technology. You only paid $5.99 for it.
Yeah.
What did we pay for the Nintendo 64?
$300 at least.
Nintendo 64?
Oh.
No fucking way. It's like $150,
I think we paid.
64, dude.
When you first came out, $250, I want to say.
So we just paid like twice as much for a piece of equipment that does Star Trek camera. It takes phone calls too, right?
Yeah.
Two applications, webcams, and
Yeah.
I mean, you can do, and it's a GPS. It's a, you know, you can load, and with the applications, it's the world.
Yeah, I mean, imagine all the games you played like as a kid on Super Nintendo, where you just touched, if you touched it.
Yeah.
How much easier the game would have been to play.
Yeah, one of my buddies who's a GM at a very big nightclub here in Houston, mm-hmm. guy named Sean Tombros. He's a GM at like this a really hot club right now called Fifth Amendment. I seen him walking around with his iPad the other day, and he had an application in there that was for, you know, where he designed the entire layout of how the tables and stuff were set up in the club, and what party was sitting at a club,
right.
And if people wanted to randomly come in there and buy tables, he would be able to book them as well.
Gotcha.
Put names and things like that. Yeah. I mean, dude, with applications, that thing turns into the world. This is like, I mean, you can do anything with it,
yeah.
right?
And I mean, you can make it to where they're pretty much indestructible.
Too. I mean, you were just checking out what was it, Google World, right?
Earth.
Or Google Earth. Yeah. Google Earth. And you were able to see 3D images of Mount Rushmore. I mean, you can go from where you're at, jump over to the you know, to the fucking White House, and then over from there to Mount Rushmore, over there, from there to the Crazy Horse exhibit if you wanted to.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's crazy Bible because
tower, whatever you want.
Yeah, because I've trolled that Google Earth a little bit, you know. Yeah. I was able to narrow down into the gutter of Karachi, where my family's from, you know. I was able to look in that. I was like, holy shit, you know, this streets are fucked up. But, yeah. You know, you can still see.
And it could take you on a tour, too, if you want. Set out a tour mode where just, like, bring you see tour from place to place. I mean, just to see monuments and stuff, you know. It's fun. It's neat.
Yeah, and you know what? Now with apps, and I mean, dude, you got to give a lot of credit to computer phones and applications and the kind of technology they're just spawning off of them, because an iPhone was just a freaking phone up until they started using cameras on it and applications on it, and it's the fucking world.
Look at the flip camera. They announced this week that they quit production of the flip camera. Cisco fired 500 people.
Oh, really?
They quit the flip camera because everybody has a cell phone. I mean, your cell phone has its blood on its hands from the flip phone. You know, you pretty much killed it by using
yourself. That,
exactly. So, I mean, it's just crazy the way things are changing. Interesting fact next. All continents start with the same letter that they end with. America, Antarctica, Africa, Europe, Australia, Asia.
Who makes that? I mean, who came up with this continent name?
I don't know.
That's kind of cool.
It started out as Pangea, which is not.
They had to be on LSD.
Yeah, PCB.
Okay, so this week's rant, I want to talk about talent versus hard work. You can't find so many talented guys. You cannot find so many hardworking guys. The reason why I say this is because there's a lot of people out there that want to be stars. In the United States of America, the biggest thing that we create and that we contribute to and export to the rest of the world is our culture. And because of that, the market for entertainment business is extremely large. What happens with that is you got every common person thinking that they can become the next movie star, that they can become the next radio star, they can become the next music star, whatever. But there's a lot of people out there that think that they can become the next star. However, a lot of you lack the talent. And you should know that by directly looking at yourself and coming up with that conclusion. Ask the tough questions on am I really good at this? Just because you're the top singer at your church or you're the top singer at your fucking family reunion doesn't mean that you have talent. The second thing is, which is even more rare, is the hard workers. If you have talent, seldom you will find someone that has a lot of talent that is really, really working hard to achieve their goal based on that talent as well. It's very, very, very rare you find someone that has got the talent and the hard work and the ethic that goes along with it. But if you can combine those two things, the talent and the hard work, and you can work on honing your talent and you can work on your work ethic every single day, you do something every single day to try to get to the level that you want to be at with making the right, connecting it with the right resources, making the right decisions, and with a little bit of luck, you can actually be somebody. But it's going to take a whole lot for you to actually get to that point where you visualize yourself. You can't just have that visual idea, because your bullshit talent isn't going to get you there and your bullshit work ethic isn't going to get you there. You have to have both. You have to make the right decisions, and then eventually you have to have a little bit of luck and some people help you so you can get to the point that you want to be in entertainment. Something.
Yeah. Do you have any hot chicks of the week that you've been?
Go for it. You go for it.
Nah. Yeah, it's not fun if I'm by myself.
No, go, motherfucker.
All right. I have two. I've been watching Dexter. I caught up on Dexter, by the way, so I'm all caught up, ready to watch the next. We talked about this last time.
What season are they on?
It's gonna be six. Is gonna be starting. Five just finished.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know that they started filming six yet, but here's a change of location, maybe possible. I don't know.
Okay.
Not Miami anymore. But one of the chicks on there, she died in like season four. Courtney Ford. Let me send you this. You probably seen her. She was nude in one of the episodes, but she's really cute. Let's see. I used the word cute.
Is she the wife?
No, she's the girl, the reporter girl going dating Quinn, the new detective guy that comes in.
Oh yeah.
Motherfucker.
Okay.
She's cute.
What about her? She dies? She didn't die.
I guess I ruined it.
She was crazy. Oh, she does die, I guess.
She shot herself.
Okay.
Anywho. I hope I didn't ruin spoiler alert.
So that was it. This is your hot chick or the
That's one of them.
All right.
I got another one. You finding it? You looking for it?
Maybe. Oh my god.
What?
I just came across a website.
83. That's not bad.
Oh, that's not bad. That's older than you.
Yeah.
Dude, I just came across a website called fetishpornmovies.com.
Yeah, that's what we wanted to talk about next. No, I'm just kidding. That's random.
What the fuck is going on here? There's like a picture of an entire fist up someone's... Holy shit, it's a dude! There's a whole fist in some dude's ass while they're jerking him off, and a fist in his ass!
I don't want to see that.
What the fuck? Oh my god. Holy shit. If you have the balls to do this, go to a website called fetishpornmovies.com. I swear to god you will regret it.
That means don't do it.
What the fuck?
Yikes, I don't want to see that. Keep it over there. Keep it to yourself.
Shit, just the images on the homepage are so fucking crazy. There's a lot of anal going on here. There's like a lady in the graveyard.
Oh, that's enough right there.
Buried, gagged, and there's someone standing over her with big leather boots.
You got some plugs?
There's a foot in someone's ass. A whole fucking foot in a dude's ass. Oh, fuck me. Yeah. No, not literally, but god damn it. What the fuck is going on here?
This has got to be cut out, I think. Yikes.
How the fuck did I get there?
That's a good question. What the hell are you searching?
In India, there's this tribe called the Agori tribe. India has different caste systems. Right. They don't have a racial structure, but they have a caste system. And some of the lowest of the lowest are some of the most mysterious and mystical castes that are out there. Whenever hardcore Hindus want to get rid of their family member, I don't want to say get rid of, but they get rid of them. They put them on the holy and historic Ganges River. They put them in this float. They set it on fire, and then they put it out there.
Alive or dead?
Dead, of course.
Okay.
And then it's, you know, persons floating out there. And if their body parts do not completely burn off this raft, like let's say a leg and the bladder is fucking intact with the penis and this and that, there's this tribe called the Agori tribe that like trolls this river. And they'll go and they'll grab these body parts and stuff like that. They'll bring it back. And all they do all day is they drink alcohol, they stay up all night, they smoke weed, they do opium, they do all kinds of drugs and shit like that. And they go out there and they find these body parts and the jewelry and stuff that's on them.
Yeah.
That's their currency. So okay. The jewelry and blah, blah, blah. And then they'll eat the meat. They'll drink the piss. They'll fucking drink the blood. I mean, they accept everything that is very negative, that is rejected by this world.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's because everything that's burned up in that raft, right?
Yeah.
God accepted. You know, their God accepted. But whatever didn't. God did not accept, so what they do is they help this person's soul carry on to the afterlife by accepting it.
So basically they're like the ultimate gypsies.
Oh, fuck yeah. I mean, oh, fuck. MatchesandBigOwl.com, one of the very hot new hip-hop / electropop groups that are coming out of Houston. Look out for them. They're going to blow up really big. My buddy Cody at Kajovi.com, Kojovi.com. He also hosts our podcast off of his website, CrashyEnterprises.net. I host our podcast off of that website. Also visit facebook.com/rocketkureshi. Check that out.
Please rate our podcast on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. Give us 4 stars. Whatever you want. Just berate us. Don't berate us. You can if you want to. I don't care.
Yeah.
Also, comment. Also, if you want to, give us some feedback at ggrp@live.com. It's our email address. Hit us up there. I have nothing else to plug. Do you have anything else to plug?
No, I have nothing else to plug. Thank you very much for listening, everybody.
Have a good night.
Tell your friends or not.
Do your taxes.